and the boys. I hold it down for the city that I'm at. That's Kansas City. What's up, addicts? I'm Patrick Allen. And we're back with another edition of AA Radio. You're probably wondering what the hell that was. I know I am. The Kansas City Chiefs got destroyed by the Detroit Lions 48-3. I mean, I was trying to put together my game recap, and there was just nothing to write about. It was all so bad that I felt like it was just, like I was, like if I wrote about all the bad stuff that happened, I would be piling on the Chiefs, I'd be piling on you as a fan, I'd be piling on myself. It was like mercy rule time. I just posted it was bad, and that was it. You know, guys, we're not going to ignore this all week. Obviously, we're going to talk about it all week like we always do. We're going to preview the slaughter that's probably going to happen next week in San Diego. But obviously, there are huge, huge problems going on with the Chiefs right now. And things are so bad. We know this team has talent. For things to be this bad, it has to come from the top. It's got to start with Scott Pioli and Todd Haley. Mainly Todd Haley, and not having this team ready to play football. There were some positive signs. They looked a little bit better running the ball early in the game, but then things just regressed right back to where they were. It seemed like once they got out of the script of plays on offense, they were right back to being miserable. Todd Haley is on the hot seat. I wrote an article earlier last week saying that the talk of drafting Andrew Luck and Todd Haley being on the hot seat was premature. I was wrong. Okay, I'm freely admit that I was wrong. Haley's on the hot seat. He's the head coach of this football team, and he has to have them ready. It's one thing to lose some games and to underachieve. The Chiefs aren't underachieving right now. They are a mess. They don't even look like an NFL football team. And they're an embarrassment. They're an embarrassment to Lamar Hunt, to the Chiefs fans, the city of Kansas City. And if they don't get something together, something has to be done. Firing Todd Haley in the middle of the season isn't going to make the Chiefs better. But it's not going to make them worse. And when things are as bad as they are, when you're supposed to be the head coach of a professional football team, and your team is going out there looking as bad as the Chiefs are looking, you're just not doing your job. You've got to at least be competitive. Even in the worst days of the Herm Edwards era, the Chiefs, you know, used what they had and managed to sometimes string together a competitive game here and there. Detroit's improved, and the Bills won again today and beat the Raiders, thank God. They're obviously improved as well, but those teams are not anywhere close to as good as some of the teams that the Chiefs are going to face later in the year when they play the Packers and the Steelers and the Jets. I mean, this could get really ugly really fast. And the last thing, obviously Todd Haley's on the hot seat's got to do something. Matt Cassel. You know, I was really hard on Matt Cassel early last year. A lot of you guys gave me a lot of crap for that. I sort of changed my opinion of him a little bit because of the way he played in the middle of last season. Watching these guys now, guys, Matt Cassel's not the guy. I should have stuck with my initial instinct, but then he played well again. But watching these two games, the ball's floating on him. He's not making good decisions. Getting sacked on that Hail Mary was ridiculous at the end of the first half. I have no idea what he was doing. If the Chiefs want to be a legit Super Bowl contender, they've got to get a pro quarterback. And if you're watching Matt Cassel right now and you can tell me that you think that he could lead the Chiefs to a Super Bowl, they need a quarterback that can put the game on his shoulders. And I don't think Matt Cassel's that guy anymore. I'm out of time. That's really all I have to say to recap this game. But we'll have plenty more this week. I'm Patrick Allen, and this has been another edition of AA Radio.